As I've told Prime Minister Netanyahu, our commitment to Israel's security against these threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad. Again, ironclad. We're going to do all we can to protect Israel's security.
Joe Biden's commitment follows his recent opposition to Benjamin Netanyahu's plans to launch a ground offensive in Rafah. Iran's supreme leader used an Eid address to again say Israel will be punished for an airstrike on its capital last week. A major Russian attack said to have destroyed a power plant outside Kyiv. A senior company official told Ukraine's media that missile and drones targeted energy infrastructure this morning, including Zaporizhia. The number of patients needing A&E in March in England was at its highest level since before COVID. But there's been an increase in time spent in waiting rooms, with 74.2% of the 2.35 million patients seeing their 4 hours. Planned strike by cross country has been suspended. Members of the RMT union were due to walk out on Saturday. In sport, Daniil Medvedev was asked not to shout at a line judge during his round of 32 victory in the Monte Carlo Masters tennis. The Russian came through his match against Gael Monfils in straight sets, but was furious at an incorrect line call which led to him losing.
There's a blind. Joke, it's out. How do I lose a game when it's out? It's out! It's out! It's unbelievable.
And the opening round of golf's Masters has been delayed by thunderstorms just in the United States. And Spotify putting its price for the second time in less than a year. Individual subscriptions increasing by £1. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
It's Phoenix FM. Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, there is some promise of sunshine tomorrow and 20 degrees. Going to be content with 19 degrees, light cloud and a gentle breeze. Should stay dry but very cloudy. Might get a little bit of sunshine around about 5 o'clock, but tomorrow 20 degrees, a bit cloudy in the morning and then it'll be bright sunshine for the afternoon. Saturday again cloudy and sunny throughout the day at 20 degrees and then on Sunday it's back down to 14 degrees and possibly a little bit of rain in the afternoon, about a 20% chance at the moment.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit fbac.com for help with your home.
Good morning, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM, Beat My Bunch. Very good morning to you, Alison, who is in the gym at the moment, working out furiously, as she always does. Well done, Alison, for doing that. I tell you what, I've got a problem with my big toe. I hope it's not gout, because that'd be so embarrassing. What it is I don't know if it might be these, I've got like a sort of trainer kind of slip-on things, because I like comfy. And I don't know, and my toe is hurt. It has hurt for on and off for quite a while. But sometimes I take these shoes off, or they're not shoes, they're trainers, so they need to be really comfortable. My big toe feels like it won't lay flat and then I have to limp. And the pain, I try and put my foot down on that toe, it's bad. I mean, it wasn't too bad yesterday. For some reason, it wasn't bad, but the day before it was. So I don't know. I don't think it's bad. Because gout, I think your toe swells up, doesn't it? It swells up. My toe's not swollen up. It's the joint. I know which it is. It's the joint on my left big toe. And it's really painful. You put your foot down, you're like, whoa! And it, you know, I couldn't walk on it properly. With the shoes on, fine. Okay? So just take the shoes off. So do you think it might be because the toe's getting compressed? I mean, they feel like they fit fine. I don't know. I don't know why I'm asking you. You're not a doctor. But you know what? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's arthritis in the toe. I don't know. But you would have that all the time. I'm not sure. It's not right, though. It's really painful. But it doesn't. My foot doesn't swell up or anything like that. But I don't know. I probably need to go and get that sorted out now. Bits falling off me all over the place. Oh, I know it's age. Oh, shut up. Let's have a listen to my favourite artist. I'm loving Beyoncé. The song Blackbird is beautiful, her version. And this, Texas Hold'em. Plus, I've got to play The Bodyguard by her.
It's in Texas. No holding. Lay our cards down, 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 down. Texas. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Ooh. There's a tornado.
Ooh.
Surviving.
A
red cup, kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah.
Ooh, one step to the right,
we headed to the dive bar. We always got the night.
Ooh, run me to the left,
then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas, ain't no holding. They are.
Take it to the
floor. I'll be damned if I can't. Come pour some liquor on me, honey. Too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up. Come take it to the floor now.
I'm Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
New way to live.
Find your local number, 0300 999 1212, or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM.
Ooh, TK Talent Show. Ooh. I had a nice afternoon with Josh. Good morning, Josh, if you're listening. Doing some singing. That was really nice, actually. Just doing a little bit of music, and I'll put that up maybe a little bit later. I haven't sorted it out yet. I just realised on Twitter that something happened to my... I've been putting out... Look, I've not been putting that many posts out, but I just realised they were all sent to sensitive. So people would have thought, what is that sensitive thing? And not actually clicked on it. It was a setting. I didn't touch anything. The setting has to change. So, yeah, I've just changed that now. So hopefully people will be able to see my my videos that I've been putting up. It's been coming up as sensitive. I mean, I just put up a song this morning by the JoJo Man Band. That's not sensitive. I put up a picture. Could be sensitive, but, you know, sensitive. So I must hit something. This jumper, by the way, is absolutely covered. I shouldn't wear black jumpers or dark blue navy jumpers because this one looks like it's never been washed, and I washed it. It's just covered. For some reason, my hair's falling out, and it's just covered in fluff. I am covered in fluff. I'm like a fluff ball, which is not the most attractive thing in the world. Now, I do have a guest coming up in the next 15 minutes. Tracy Johnson, Partnership Liaison Officer at Vitech Health Group. She's coming in to talk about mental health in the workplace and loads more, physical activity and all sorts of things, which will form part of our third mental health podcast. Their mission statement is Vita Health Group celebrates life, improving life, physical and mentally, driving everything we do. We're going to find out all about the services that they've got at the Vita Health Group. Coming up next, what should we have? I think we should have a little bit of Roisin Murphy. Let me know.
Used to be
Song to put you in the great mood. Would let me. Another song to put you in the great mood. It got a first play yesterday on the show. It's Pete Bakery remix of Colin Lee, and this is connected. A hypnotist remix. Mustn't say Pete Bakery. This is Colin Lee with Reconnected. I better relabel that song.
Don't assume what I'm thinking. You know what I mean, you know you need to matter up, gotta turn it up, reconnect your broken mind, cause heaven is above, gotta hang it up, someone's talking on your mind, I will lead you to the change, with your days and weeks you'll find. You're reconnected. Coming through. No resistance. You know you need to matter up. Gotta turn it up. Reconnect your broken mind.
is Colin Lee, the Hip Hop Remix with Reconnected.
Give all of the time I'm Self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
It all. stars. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head feels just the size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight?
Song's making me tap my feet just ever so in my lovely pink shoes. I've been told I've got good shoes on today, so I'm very happy with my pink shoes. Now, let me get my glasses on so I can actually see. Oh, my eyesight's terrible at the moment. I'm joined by Tracy Johnson, Partnership Liaison Officer, NHS Talking Therapies at Vita Health Group. And she's here to talk about stress and mental health in the workplace. And it's going to perform part of our third mental health podcast. So very good morning.
Morning.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
We've both got very interesting glasses. Doesn't work too well on radio, but you're in the green glasses and I'm in the orange.
Yes, we've both got good faces for radio, haven't we?
We have. We are too gorgeous for anybody to see, but you will see our pictures up on the website a little bit later. Lovely to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
So we're here to talk about Vita Health Group and the work that you do there as part of Talking Therapies. So give us an overview of what you do.
Yes, hi. So I'm the Partnership Liaison Officer for the NHS Talking Therapies by Vita Health Group. So my role is to be out about raising awareness that the service is there. Sort of stressed, you're having a bad week and that week goes into a month or even to a couple of weeks. Reach out to get that help and the tools and tips for you to manage that stress and anxiety that you might have.
To all sizes of companies, like the big companies and the smaller companies, is that what you do?
So I do work with the individual actually.
Yeah.
So you could be working at any company and you can come through to our service. It's completely free in this area. So no matter where you're at work or if you're feeling stressed, you can access our service completely free.
So you could be feeling stressed at home with worries about, you know, worries, paying bills, or something that's causing you stress within the workplace
as
well.
Could be anything, yeah. So there's a lot of triggers for stress. Again, you're right, people might not be sleeping, they might have cost of living and financial stress, it could be stress in a relationship, stress with a family. So there are a lot of stresses that go on in the workplace and also outside, and sometimes they are interlinked. So if you're feeling you have a stressful home life, it could be stressful a bit at work as well, because it all sort of rolls into one. On our website, we have some really podcasts about stress management, sleep, dealing with families, cost of living stress. They're delivered by our clinical leads, and they're really good to listen to, and they're completely free and on our website.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, so the website is vitahealthgroup.co.uk, and we will be putting that onto the website after this chat.
If somebody, sometimes you want to speak to somebody, sometimes you just want to have somebody that you can actually speak to. So when if they were to ring, they can speak to somebody that's going to be able to help them immediately, because some people will be worried about actually offloading the problem.
Absolutely, that's what we're here for. So that offloading, the word that you use there, is really key. Sometimes it is just talking to someone outside of your family and a professional. We're all clinical therapists here at the NHS Talking Therapies. So you can reach out to us. On our website, there is a chatbot. A chatbot will come up, and that's a therapist you'll chat to. They will book you into an assessment through that. Or the phone number, 01268 977 171. And then we will put in that information onto the website. So you will reach out to us in those ways. And then you will get an assessment within five days, really.
Yeah.
And that's where you're sitting down with your therapist, and then you can open up and let them know what's going on, and they will create a plan to get you back on the path to being well again and getting better. So they're clinical therapists, they know what they're doing, and it's they will give you lots of tools, hopefully, that when you leave the service, you would have learned those tools and how to lift when that stress arises and you feel like you can't cope.
Mm-hmm.
Strategies and methods to be able to implement those. And if you leave and you're back on track, and then you know, a year later you think, oh, I'm having another stress bout, I'm really struggling, just come back in. It's completely free of charge. And we're here to help get people get their lives back on track.
And that's amazing, it being free of charge. That is amazing.
Yes, free of charge.
Yeah. And you don't need a GP referral either.
No, so if you went to your GP, they'd refer you to us anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't need to go to a GP. You can come straight in those ways that I said. So the chat bar on the website, the phone website. There is a form on there if you want to fill out too. We also do quite a lot for people with long-term conditions. So... let's take diabetes or a heart disease. When you're diagnosed with these types of things, it's immense stress. And that's whether you're, you know, that could knock on your stress at work because of this diagnosis. But we do have specialist workshops with the therapist for those. So that will be very popular. They have got long-term condition.
Also, you've got an employment coach, so you don't have to be in work to access this.
No, service. That's correct. So if you are in our therapy, you have to be in our therapy. And let's say you're having some issues at work. That might be, I want to tell my employer about my mental health, or I want a new job, I don't really know how to go about it. Or I'm retired, or I'm a busy man, but I want to volunteer. So if you're a therapist working with your anxieties, but you also then get an employment coach. Will work with you on whatever you want to work with. It might be, I just want to rewrite my CV, I just want to bounce some ideas with you, or I really want to volunteer. I'm mentally struggling a little bit and I love walking. Where can I volunteer? Could I volunteer at a walking club? Could I volunteer at a men's shed or a children's cycle centre? There's lots of places that do volunteers and things that you might love that can really be helpful to your mental health.
And what ages will this apply to, so people...
Yeah, so we're 16 plus, so anyone over 16 can refer themselves into the service to get the help that they need if they're stressed or anxious or having any type of issues. What the stress is, sometimes people think, I just don't feel quite right, and they're not quite sure what that is.
Yeah.
And it could be a little bit of anxiety going on, so... what it means, and then having the coping mechanism.
And sometimes, you know, people don't want to go to their doctors, or they maybe feel that they don't have the time, because doctors' times are, you know, they've got a lot of appointments at the moment, so they don't get the time to actually be able to maybe get everything out they want to say. So with you guys, you would ring up, and then you'd either get to speak to somebody straight away, or you said within...
It would be, yes, you get an assessment, and that's within five days.
Which is good.
It's a proper assessment of what's going on and how they're feeling. And then the therapist will start to work with them, and they're all clinical therapists, they're all highly trained, and they'll start to think, right, okay, this is what we need to do to get you back on the right track. And also, even if you're in the workplace, and your workplace may have... an EAP system that you can use, but you still can use us as well. If you thought, oh, I don't think I want to use my work one, I kind of think I want to use the local, absolutely come in and get some help.
That is a fantastic question. I thought about going for any sort of therapy, people end up having to go, which can cost, which is great, but it's, you know, in the world we're in at the moment, you'd be looking at about probably £60 or £70 an hour. So to be able to have that service locally free is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a free service. I can say that he's feeling a little bit low or anxious, and you know, don't just nip that in the bud. Let's not leave that goes on for week after week, because you won't have those great tools and tips to clean yourself out. And that's where the therapists are really good. And I have so many people when I'm out and about in my role coming up to me saying, do you know what, thank you so much. I went to therapy and it's got me back on track. I couldn't be more grateful. And it's just these little tools and tips that the therapists know, and then they teach you to implement into your daily life. And it's amazing how it actually does.
I was going to say, you must have lots of people that come and say, you know, thank you, you've really saved me. I was going down a terrible path, felt so ill or worried, and it's stopped
we
everything.
We do. So we'll work with the therapist would work. And then also, so if someone came to us and said, you know, I'm feeling really low, but I do love exercise, but I've stopped doing that because I'm feeling not so great. We will encourage you and find some stuff going on in the local area. Some of it's free, some of it isn't, that you can participate in.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and also there's other people there. You're around other people and, yeah, and you'll be amazed. It really does pull you through.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, actually, from the Big Sing Choir, and that is another thing, that there's lots of choirs in Essex, and they put in Britain's Got Talent. People who have been, you know, might be bereaved, lonely, go out to the choirs, and it just gives them a new lease of life. And also, physical activity, it's the last thing you want to do if you've got any form of depression or probably stress, but it does a walk and things really
it does help you.
Yeah.
Your mindfulness and the yoga is quite good, all of that sort of stuff, so it's really good. And the choir we work with, the Funky Voices, they sang a song for us, actually.
They're brilliant,
so it's great, and they are a great group.
Yeah.
And again, they meet, and for COVID, they met and they did it online.
Yeah.
And it's that sense of belonging, something that you love, that sort of lifts you.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, whether it's gardening, there's gardening places now where they do groups, and you know, to help people that are struggling, whether it's flower arranging or whatever it is, there's loads out there in this area.
Yeah, and again, if you were to check that out yourself, it would take you days or weeks to get all that information. Whereas if you come to you guys, you can say, actually, I don't like exercise, I don't like maybe being in groups, but I do like this or this, and you will have the details straight away rather than somebody having to
search themselves. Work with with the patient on what they enjoy, and it could be a book club and all that thing. And you might be feeling lonely and isolated and getting a bit bad, but you love reading.
Mm.
So then if you join the book club, you read it, but you've also got that connection with others. And it's very important, I think, to get out into the community and immerse yourself.
How long has this actually been going for? Has it been going for
Been going for many, many years. The VT Health Group deliver across the whole of the UK, so our services all over the UK, helping people get back on track and making people better.
Well, fantastic that you're coming to talk about it today on air. This will be going up on the website later. All the links that Tracy's mentioned, the website, which she'll mention again in a second, and telephone numbers will all be there. So if you're listening out there and you've got any form of stress, whether at work, at home, you need somebody to talk to, then give them a call, because they will be able to help you, and they'll be able to, most importantly, listen. And they're going to be a separate person from a friend or a relative that you can talk to and offload those issues, and that's what you're there for. So if people want to go to the website, it's
vitahealthgroup.co.uk. so reach out. The website is where the chatbot is, and the chatbot is where you can access the service. There is a website on the form, a form on the website you can fill out, and the number is 01268 977 171. So please don't sit there feeling stressed and anxious. Reach out and get some professional help to get you back on top and make you better.
Brilliant. What a fantastic service. You must feel really rewarded with this.
I am. I love reaching out with the community. I've worked with lots of people out and about, and it's a really nice feeling when someone comes up to me and says, do you know what, I'm really back on track, you've really helped me. It's very nice.
Excellent. Thank you. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
There we go. Right, just coming up to 11:48. Let's have a little bit of music. Do you like Sam and Dave, Soul Man?
I do.
Yeah, I'm going to play that.
Don't worry.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Now, my question of the day, which I forgot to mention. Do you have happy memories from your first job? What was your first job? Do you remember? I've got a few of you answering, and we'll be having a look at your first jobs. We've got, at the moment, we've got Scott, Joanne, Michelle, Roy, Lee. And, yeah, we'll be finding out about their first jobs and what they were like. I think for me, I was working in London, and the company went into liquidation. 2 weeks after I was there. Then I went to another company within, because you used to be able to jump in from one job to another about a week later, straight in somewhere else. They went into liquidation. And then the third job is where I stayed for over 10 years, maybe 12 years actually, going backwards and forwards to different companies within the building. But yeah, that was my first job. It's gone into liquidation. Probably not the best. Right, just come back to 11:53. Let's do some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. First off, we've got Street Roundabout. Let's have a look. Lane closed on entry ramp. As we expect some delays there. That's looks like it's clear. I don't know whether it's not saying that the traffic lights are out of service. They were earlier, which was causing a massive jam, but it looks like it's cleared. A1023, very busy around Wilson's Corner in all directions. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the Avenue both ways at Thorndon Country Park, the Avenue to Ingrave Road, and two-way temporary signals there. Very busy around Shenfield Station as well in both directions. A1023 Chelmsford Road around Alexander Lane has temporary traffic signals. A12 is running fine, but you cannot come off at Chelmsford as you head towards Chelmsford on the A12. That section is shut. You have to go down to the next one, which is Gallywood, and then come off there. Slow traffic on the A414 Main Road both way near Holes Lane. Possible temporary traffic lights are in place around the area, so just be aware. Here's Ariana Grande. We can't be friends.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. Just You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
Fantastic shows coming up today on Phoenix FM. You've got Joe Bailey. She's got a great guest today, Michelle Spencer, talking about mindfulness and well-being. And she's, yes, 98. No, it was two. I think it's been mentioned twice there. I don't know why, but anyway. 98 Not Out. Darren Moot is going to be talking to Hugh Turberville, editor of the Cricketer magazine. The Non-League Hour, John Chubb presenting an hour of news from our local non-league football club teams. I'll get it right in a minute. 8 p.m. Bumper to Bumper, a Truth to Indian Alternative from the 1960s onwards from Gareth Williams. And then the Night Shift, Country and Americana, presented by Madeline Christie. And she's going to be talking today to country singer Luke Fleer and also to Party in the Park Black Deer Festival founder Jill T about the current festival scene. Plus, after me, you've got the one and only Roy Tysack. He'll be in a little while, and we'll be having a chat with Roy, finding out what's coming up on his excellent show too. Plus, you can check out the website. It will show you everything that's coming up in the local area as well. And that's all the WSPhoenixFM.com. I'll be giving some local events straight after the news, and you can find out more about the comedy night that's going to be happening this Friday, which has been organised by Darren Mutu. It's getting such good reviews. Only £15. I'll give you a bit more detail coming up shortly.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.